Hey friends, it's the 18th of February. I want to talk to you just a little bit more about fasting today. You know, a lot of Christians ask about fasting, about is this something that's just Old Testament? Is this something that's New Testament? You know, Jesus does not give us in-depth teaching about fasting, whether we're supposed to do it now or not. But I think he gives us some neat insight to fasting in the 6th chapter of Matthew. This is in the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus says this, starting in the 16th verse. He says, when you fast, so at least to the people there, Jesus believed that they would fast. When you fast, do not look somber as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show others they are fasting. So it becomes a spiritual arrogance issue, obviously, for some people he's talking to, that they do it so others will notice they're fasting. He says, truly I tell you, they've received their reward in full. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face. So in today's language, put some gel in your hair or your hairspray, put your makeup on, make sure that you're clean so that it will not be, verse 18, it will not be obvious to others that you are fasting, but only to your Father who is unseen. And your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. This is simply a matter of focusing on God. Fasting is giving up something to focus on God. And I've shared with the church before, one of the biggest breakthroughs in my life was when God called me into ministry, and that came after several months of fasting. I didn't go around and advertise that with a trumpet back then. I'm not going to say God's the only one that knew. My wife knew, and some other people close to me knew. I hope that my reason and motivation was pure. I believe that it was, at least to some point, because God called me into ministry during that season, the longest fasting season I've ever had. Giving up something and focusing on God. And, you know, a lot of people during the Lent season will give up meat. I know Catholics give up things on Fridays, and that has changed over the years. Post-World War II, that has changed. We know that there's a lot of people, though, that take this season and say, Lord, what is it you want me to give up? And not give up to become healthier, not to give up to earn God's grace or to earn something. God's grace is given to us freely. And some teach that giving up something is a way to get something from God. I don't think that's the right motivation. It's about the condition of our heart. But it's good to give up something for the matter of spending that time focusing on God. And if it's giving up a meal a day or giving up meals for one day and saying every time that I'm hungry, I'm going to think about God. I'm going to do without something physical in order to grow in a way that's spiritual. So that is between you and God, but it's very clear that Jesus said, this isn't something we go around and advertise. Oh, I'm so hungry. I've been fasting since Thursday. You know, that's not something that honors God. So let's keep that in mind as we think about fasting. And if God calls you to do that, I certainly encourage you to do that. Let's pray. Father, thank you that you gave up so much for us. You gave your one and only Son. Jesus, you gave up 40 days in the wilderness and fasted during a time of great preparation for your earthly ministry. The last thing you did before you came out as the Savior of the world was to fast. And during that time you were tempted. Lord, we know that the enemy is active and will tempt us in those times that we make decisions to draw closer to you. But we know that you are so much bigger, so much stronger, so much more powerful, that Satan's strength just pales so much in comparison to the strength that you have and to the strength you give us. Thank you, Lord. We pray that you would touch our hearts in whatever way. If there are things you desire for us to put aside, to honor you more, whether that's food, whether it's sweets, whether it's a hobby for a time. Lord, we just ask that you would just make that clear to us. And we just want to honor you. In Jesus' name, amen.